We did everything imaginable to get them to move. We talked sweetly to them, then we tried being stern. We pushed, and then we pulled. Nothing worked. They were statues of stubbornness. And then I remembered, Indian elephants were used to being ridden. Ready to try anything now, I climbed up on the back of Empress's neck and found that by gently kicking her, I could get her to move. I could even get her to go in the direction I wished by tugging on her ear. My helper, Harry Edwards, leapt up on Queenie. The same driving instructions worked for him, too. Feeling like cowboys, and also feeling pretty silly, we headed down the street atop our giant gray taxis. As our urban safari ambled toward the zoo, you should have seen the looks on people's faces. More than a few drivers slammed on their brakes when they saw those huge animals looming out of the dark.